Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Devyani International's earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anoop Poojari from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Devyani International's Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. Ravi Jaipuria, Non-Executive Chairman of the company, Mr. Raj Gandhi, Non-Executive Director, Mr. Virag Joshi, CEO and Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Manish Dawar, CFO and Whole-Time Director of the company. We'll initiate the call with opening remarks from the Chairman, followed by key financial highlights from the CFO. Thereafter, we will have the forum open for a question-and-answer session. Before we begin, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you earlier. I would now request Mr. Ravi Jaipuria to make his opening remarks.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I'm pleased to welcome you all to Devyani International's post-result earnings conference call to discuss our performance for the second quarter of the fiscal year 2025-26. The second quarter of the current fiscal year saw perhaps the most important policy development for consumer and retail industry. The GST Council meeting formalized the transition towards GST 2, a historic move to simplify and harmonize the GST framework to a two-tier structure. While it's still early to assess the results of this transition, the initial signs are encouraging, and all of us have been a significant upside in certain consumption categories like automobiles and durables. The impact of the change has been very minimal on the QSR category and our business. We have already passed on the benefit of reduced input costs to consumers. Overall, GST 2 is a welcome move to broaden the consumption story in India. We continue to expand our store network with 30 new additional KFCs and another 3 additional Pizza Hut. We also test-launched Tea Life by way of opening 6 new outlets during the quarter. The initial customer feedback is positive, and we plan to expand the brand after the test launch phase. Our recent acquisition, Biryani by Kilo and Voila Butter Chicken, continue to do well, and we have seen a strong momentum in the business post-Dashera. The integration of Skygate with DIL remains on track. As shared earlier, our goal is to achieve brand contribution break-even by March 2026. And we are pleased to report steady progress towards this milestone. We remain confident of meeting this target. Being a festive quarter, our promotions targeted both the topical events, Pujo and Onam specials, as well as the core offerings. KFC saw pan-India launch of the Chana Chatpata Burger, attractively priced at Rs. 69, and compromising of protein, rich vegetable, vegetarian patty. We have also started rolling out a new grilled chicken offering and new limited time offering, LTOs, in the beverage and desserts category. We launched Ultimate Cheese Crust and flipped the cheese in Pizza Hut across all channels. Customer response has been enthusiastic and has encouraged us to expand the offerings of to combos and meal offers as well. We saw both Shravana and Navratri fall in the same quarter impacting out-of-home consumption, further unseasonal rains, especially in eastern part of the country, during the crucial second half of September impacted our sales. Despite external factors, our consolidated revenues grew to 1,377 crores, a 13% year-on-year growth. While the industry has navigated a challenging environment over the past few years, we have continued to strengthen our fundamentals and adapt to evolving consumer preference. The resilience of our brand, disciplined execution, and ongoing operational improvements have enabled us to grow despite these headwinds. India's consumption story continues to present significant opportunities for organized players like us. With a strong foundation and a diversified portfolio, we are well positioned to capture these opportunities and deliver sustainable, profitable growth in the years ahead. With this, I would like to conclude my address and now hand over to Manish for the financial highlights. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Lakuria. Good evening, everyone. A very warm welcome and thank you for your valuable time for attending DIL's Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. 17 such calls since our listing in August 21. We ended September 2025 with a total store count of 2,184 stores, comprising of 1,100 KFC stores and 630 Pizza Hut stores. As mentioned by the chairman earlier, we also opened 6 outlets of T-Life during the quarter by way of test launch. The consolidated operating revenue for Q2 FY26, including Skygate, was Rs. 1,377 crores, up 12.6% Y-on-Y. Consolidated Q2 FY26 gross profit came in at Rs. 933 crores, up 10.1% Y-o-Y, with margins at 67.8%. Brand contribution margin was at 11.7% versus 13.6% last year. Excluding Skygate, brand contribution would have been higher at 12.4%. The organic dip is on account of decline in margins in the Indian operations, slightly offset by steady performance in international business. Consolidated operating EBITDA on a pre-Ind AS basis was Rs. 93 crores, with margins at 6.8% versus 8.1% in the previous quarter. This quarter saw the full impact of consolidation of Skygate, which adversely impacted the margins. As guided earlier, we are on track to achieve the break-even at brand contribution level for Skygate by the end of the current financial year. Excluding the Skygate impact, operating EBITDA would have been higher at 7.6%. Startup costs related to new franchise brands like Key Life and Mio Fries and Sanu Kitchen have also impacted the margins to some extent. Reported EBITDA was Rs. 194 crores, with margins standing at 14.1%. The Indian operations, including Skygate, grew 12.1% Y-on-Y to reach Rs. 937 crores in revenue. Gross margin came in at 69.7%, a decline of 1.9% versus the previous year, primarily on account of consolidation of Skygate and due to investments to support transactions growth in the online business. Ex-Skygate, in fact, gross margins of Indian operations slightly improved on a sequential basis. Lower gross margin, increased aggregator and delivery expenses due to higher saliency of off-premise sale in KFC led to overall lower brand contribution in India. Moving the discussion to our brands, KFC in India added 30 net new stores in quarter 2 FY26. With this, the total store count for KFC in India stands at 734 stores as of 30th September, and we are on track to open approximately 100 to 110 new stores of KFC this year. Average daily sales for quarter 2 for FY26 at 89,000 reflects seasonal variance. Revenues came in at 572 crores, up 5.3% Y-on-Y. Gross margin was at 68.1%. The brand contribution margin came in at 14.1% for quarter 2 FY26 due to lower gross profit margin, higher delivery and aggregator cost, and deleverage on account of lower ADS. We opened 3 net new stores in Pizza Hut in quarter 2 FY26, ending with 621 stores in India. Pizza Hut India revenue for the quarter was Rs. 186 crores. ADS at 33,000 remained flat on sequential basis with SSSG at -4%. Gross margin was also stable quarter on quarter at 74.8%. Prudent cost control helped us in achieving near break-even at the brand contribution level. Franchise brands, which includes Costa Coffee and the newer brands in India, posted revenues of Rs. 51 crores with gross margins of 73.6% and brand contribution of Rs. 5.4 crores. Brand contribution for the division includes the startup costs associated with the new brands. Own brands, which include Congo, Biryani by Kilo and Goila Butter Chicken, recorded Rs. 86 crores in revenues, including Skygate portfolio, with gross margins at 62.6%. Brand contribution margin came in at 0.6%, again primarily on account of consolidation of Skygate. The dilution in gross margin and brand contribution, as I said, is primarily owing to Skygate portfolio. And as mentioned earlier, we are on track to achieve break-even numbers by end of current financial year. Our international business continues to demonstrate resilience and strong performance. Revenues reached at Rs. 450 crores in quarter 2 FY26, up 14% year-on-year, with gross margins at 64%, brand contribution of Rs. 75 crores, representing 16.7% margins. It's higher on a YOY basis, led by strong performance in Thailand. Mr. Jaipuria spoke about the introduction of GST-2. While it is still early days, we are hopeful that the savings generated through GST deduction should boost consumption. Our initial estimates suggest that we may get some modest benefits due to lower GST on slightly lower input costs. We have already passed on this benefit to the consumer through reduction in the prices of key SKUs of our brands. I would also like to reiterate that output GST for us continues to remain at the same level, and we are not allowed to take input tax credits on our products. We remain focused and disciplined in our pursuit of sustainable and profitable growth, leveraging our strong brands, expanding the portfolio, and operational excellence to deliver consistent performance going forward. On that note, I would like to request the moderator to open the forum for any questions or suggestions that you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and then one on your touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and then two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Devanshu Bansal from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, you seemed to have optimized the promotions for KFC as the gross margin drop has been relatively much lower in Q2 versus what we saw in Q1. So wanted to check, adjusted for this shift of Navratri in Q2, was the underlying SSG trend for KFC comparable to what we saw in Q1? So that was the first question.
Devanshu, you want to complete your question, or should I answer?
Yeah, please answer. So basic question is that promotion seemed to have reduced because gross margin dip is relatively lower. So I wanted to check whether the underlying SSG trends in Q2 adjusted for the Navratri share, was it broadly similar to what we saw in Q1? Because despite a reduction in promotion, so that was the first
show. So on a quarter-on-quarter basis, we've seen slight improvement in the gross margin of KFC versus, let's say, when you compare it to year-on-year basis. And the reason we supported the brand from a brand contribution point of view, because as you know, in the current quarter, we had this peculiar situation whereby the Shravan and the Navratras came in one quarter, which was unlike the previous year. And therefore, we saw a kind of prolonged drip in the SSSG. But to your other question, in terms of net of the impact on the brand because of these two events, it was pretty much positive. However, the other thing that you'd like to note, that Calcutta or East is a big region for us. And during Pujo, there were very strong rains in East, which impacted the overall offtake. So that was the other reason which kind of impacted the overall KFC numbers.
Fair enough, Manish. Secondly, just a bookkeeping thing. So basic calculation suggests that Biryani by Kilo is at about 52 crore quarterly run rate and about 3.5 crore of brand level loss. So adjusting for that, the other businesses have seen a very strong growth, right? So if my calculation is right, so that 52 crore has moved to 67. So wanted to understand as in which all portfolios are seeing a very strong traction here.
See, overall, the brands are doing fine, as you said, because we've given the numbers in some places without the Skygate portfolio also. We've consolidated Skygate fully during the quarter. And Skygate, as I mentioned earlier, was sitting at a double-digit brand contribution losses. We've started working on the same. We are hopeful that by end of this financial year, at the brand contribution level, Skygate, we will achieve the break-even numbers. And after that, we are going to be working on improving the margins to kind of come back to our average portfolio margins, which might take a little time. But we are very confident that we'll be able to achieve the break-even brand contribution numbers by March of 2026. At the same time, we've also tested Biryani by Kilo brands at our Bombay Airport and Pune Airport locations. The brand has seen good traction, and therefore we are actually planning to expand the brand into our food court locations to test the model in the food court so that we are able to kind of work out a long-term strategy post our tests in various channels.
Yeah, so adjusted for the BBK, firstly wanted to check if the calculation was right. 52 crore run rate and 3-4 crore of brand level loss.
Yeah, your calculation is right, broadly.
So if we adjust this, then what is leading that 30-35% kind of growth? So I wanted to understand that.
So what is leading means what?
Exclude Biryani by Kilo and
No. Are you talking about only the India portfolio?
Yes. Only the own brand portfolio.
No, only the own brand portfolio, your inference is not correct. Because own brand has Vango and Biryani by Kilo. And Vango is pretty steady. There's no exceptional movement in Vango. But the dip is on account of Biryani by Kilo. So maybe we can connect on an offline basis to go through the numbers that you're working on, and then we can address your query.
Sure, Manish. No, sir. Yeah. Thanks for taking the question.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Gaurav Jogani from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking that question. So my question is in regards to the Yum Brands global commentary on Pizza Hut franchise. So would you have any comments on that? They are, you know, planning to rationalize, and if they do, what kind of an impact can it have on us?
Gaurav, there are two ways to look at this. One is, let me first talk about where we stand versus the Yum announcement. So as far as we are concerned, all of our agreements are well protected. And in case of any such event, there's no difference that is going to impact us as far as the India business or any of the other businesses where we have Pizza Hut. So we are fully protected on the development agreements, at the store level agreements that we've talked about in the past. So therefore, that is not an issue. We feel, again, let's say, for example, if you were to look at the media reports and all, this actually might bring focus on the Pizza Hut brand, and therefore it could well be positive for us. So that's how we are reading, and we are optimistic about this whole change that Yum has announced. But let's see, it's too early to say, because right now they've announced only their intention. So we've also read, and we also know to whatever extent you guys know, but at the least, it will not impact us at all.
Okay, sure, thanks. So just one clarification regarding KFC. Is the inference right that the promotional intensity has been lower on a QQ basis, and hence the gross margin expansion what we have seen?
See, the promotional intensity actually was higher compared to what we've seen, because seasonally, one, it was a low quarter. Second, we had Shraddh and Navratra falling in the same quarter, and hence we actually supported the brand to that extra extent. So, so therefore we've not reduced the promotional intensity. That is not the case. If at all, I mean, we are trying to kind of maintain the transactions, because typically in a quarter like this, it has a double whammy impact, and therefore we never reduce the promotional intensity.
Sure. So, so what really led this QOQ expansion in gross margin then?
See, because there have been some changes in the input cost and all, but that is small. At the same time, we also looked at some efficiency in operations, some tweak in the consumptions, and so on and so forth. So,
so, so the margins, the gross margin that we have done, can believe that this is sustainable, because even in the quarter where you continue to maintain promotions, etc., and still you are able to clock this gross margin. So should one assume that this should be a sustainable and maybe improve going ahead?
So Gaurav, on a material cost basis and the efficiency basis, obviously it is sustainable. But again, depending on the promotion intensity, depending on how much we are pushing on online versus offline, to that extent, the gross margins can vary. But otherwise, purely on the other perspect, no issues.
Sure. And then just lastly on GST only, in this quarter, we have seen a very strong expansion on the store front. So, so any guidance that you can give on store expansion, both on the KFC and the Pizza, and that would be the last question for me.
Gaurav, we've talked about in the past that KFC, we are planning to open about 100 to 112 outlets, and we remain strong on our guidance. We will open those number of outlets, and you will see, I mean, we've demonstrated in the current quarter, we've opened about 30 KFC outlets, so we will be able to meet those numbers. As far as Pizza is concerned, as I've mentioned on the call earlier, we optimized our commentary on the net new units. As I said, we are kind of in negotiations with Yum on various other things. So that is still on. And therefore, on Pizza Hut also, we are talking about muted net new units.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That's all for me.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Jignanshu Gore from Bernstein. Please go ahead.
Hi, Manish. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. I just had one question on KFC. First, a lot of the new promos that we are seeing or the menu items that we are seeing, they seem to be special initiatives for driving walk-ins. Because I'm, for example, Chana Burger, only a combination of two is available online, not individual, right? The masala rice I can't find even in Hyderabad, etc. Versus our dine-in has reduced considerably, right? The YOY. So how are you seeing your efforts in driving demand? Like, what is your primary focus? Is it either demand? Is it dine-in demand? Or how are you optimizing for that?
Jignanshu, see, if you look at, let's say, the overall consumer trends, they are kind of moving in favor of home delivery, right? And there's a very strong traction behind delivery. And hence, we are putting in some extra efforts to make sure that our dine-in also continues to be salient. And as you know, I mean, dine-in portfolio is a more profitable portfolio for us. And we are taking efforts so that we are able to attract consumers into the stores and continue to make dine-in a robust business.
But have you seen a trend there that your existing customers are more preferring delivery and only new customers are predominantly dine-in? And how does that... So are you swimming against the tide in a way by trying to do that? So just want to get a sense of whether you see this shift towards delivery stabilizing at some point.
See, you are able to see the shift across all the companies, right? Whether you look at e-commerce, quick commerce, QSR, I mean, that shift is there everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, for example, in our portfolio, we need to have the stores to be able to service the consumers. It's not a situation like Amazon or a Flipkart or quick commerce that you can get into some dark warehouses and start to service the consumer from there. and hence we need to make the efforts to be able to kind of have the salience on the dine-in portfolio also. Because, for example, if you look at the large malls, if you look at the prime retail locations, the retail and consumers walking in are still a very, very, very good phenomenon. So therefore, I mean, just because the consumption trend is moving that side does not mean that we should simply just give it away.
Fair, fair. Okay. I think that was the only question for me. Thank you and all the best.
Sure.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Avi Mehta from Macquarie Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi team. Thanks a lot for this opportunity. I just wanted to check on, you know, the thoughts on stabilizing of discounting in the second half, which we were thinking about. Any update on that? And in that sense,
sorry for intervening. I lost your voice for a couple of seconds. Please repeat the question.
Sure, sure. I wanted to just get your updated thoughts on, you know, the expectations that you would look to stabilize discounting in second half. Any change in that thought? And if yes, and if no, how do you see margin performance across as we move into the second half across the format? That's the question.
See, as I said, I mean, during the previous quarter, we had Shravan and Navratras falling in together, which kind of impacts the non-vegetarian sales. And we made extra efforts to kind of support the promotions and all. Obviously, going forward, we will try and optimize that a little bit because obviously, quarter three is a big quarter, and then December is an exceptional period. So therefore, let's see how it kind of shapes up moving towards December, and then we'll take that call. But the idea is to kind of balance out the online promotions versus what we are offering in the offline channel to have a good balance in terms of the dining contribution as well as the margins.
Got it, sir. And sir, you have missed this. Just wanted to check if there's any quantum of the impact from the change in festive season timing and your sense on how the demand environment is behaving so as to get a perspective of how we look at future quarter.
The demand environment in our view continues to be weak, and therefore we've seen that whenever, let's say, we do some promotions or promotion intensity, it kind of picks up very well, and the moment you kind of withdraw that, it falls back, and therefore which kind of signifies that the overall consumption side continues to be weak. The consumers are becoming more and more value conscious because we've seen the lower value items pick up very fast. So therefore, we are working on that innovation also. You would have seen a promotion on the whole Epic promotion where we are kind of promoting the value layer. Similarly, the Chana Burger launch also was catering to the same sentiment. So we are making those efforts trying to balance out the margins and everything. And that's how it is kind of panning out.
Maybe if I can clarify, just the question was that, you know, we saw -4 in KFC, but obviously some amount of impact is there from, you know, rains, from the timing of the festive period. So your best guess, if we had to adjust for that, would be what kind of same-store sales growth for KFC in the last quarter?
See, if I were to adjust for, let's say, because there was Shravan, there was Navratra, then there was Puja, which got washed out because of the rains. Now, all of these things are very, very difficult to pinpoint in terms of what is the exact impact. But let's say if I were to take out that period, then it's kind of a much better number versus what you reported.
So where I'm going with this is the underlying trends are more flattish or still moderating? That's what I was trying to kind of appreciate more.
Still moderately negative.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Dhananjay Bagrodia from Alchemy. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hi, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Just wanted to ask you, sir, how would we have looked at our market share data across the thing? I know it's a little hard to quantify, but how would you read it?
See, there's no formal mechanism, Dhananjay, in this sector to report to kind of measure the market data. So we don't have Nielsen's of the world covering QSR category. So we can kind of, and then there are multiple categories within the QSR in terms of chicken, in terms of the pizza and the coffee and the burger and so on and so forth. So therefore, I mean, while we estimate our numbers on the basis of some input from the online channel, some inputs on the basis of our own market intelligence from our field teams and all, but I would not like to quote these numbers because they are not based on any authentic source.
Okay. Okay. So, sir, I'll tell you why I'm asking this. We just want to understand, we understand there's a consumer slowdown, but in that, there are obviously in some spaces we've seen like even alcohol beverages, some companies are doing better than the other ones. In this, unfortunately, we only have QSR who have the same segments. So, we just want to understand, could it be that these pizza and chicken are facing issues, but let's say healthy options are doing better? Is there anything like that which we could quantify?
See, there's no measure available. That's what I said. Nobody is measuring this market on a formal basis. And there are a lot of these local brands which are also there. So it's kind of hard to estimate as we discuss.
Okay. And maybe this is missed, but how do we see now, how are we seeing signs of demand picking up, and how do we see in terms of us gaining market share? So whatever you are doing, what are we doing to gain market share going ahead?
See, in this category, it's all over because, for example, let's say this is a category where you need to have a physical location to be able to get the consumers either online or an offline basis. So this is not a distribution model that you can push into distribution and you can generate the demand. And hence, your physical presence of the store or the kitchen to be able to service the consumer also is very important. And hence, the number of stores, the penetration of those stores, the location of those stores also matters a lot. So therefore, you'll not be able to apply the traditional FMCG principles to this one.
Okay, fine. Sure, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants, you may press star and then one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Saurabh Kundan from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Just one question on the Thailand business. Seems to be growing at a decent pace. Any guidance you could give us on store additions there for the rest of the year and generally next year, etc.? And overall, for the international business, the margins that we see in the first half, should those sustain going forward? That's all.
Sort of on Thailand, we have talked about opening about 20-21 stores during this year as far as KFC is concerned. So we stay with the same numbers. There's no change. As far as the future is concerned, we will be kind of optimizing these numbers a little bit because there is a negative SSSG that we've seen in Thailand also, while we continue to maintain the profitability. But there are these early signs because Thailand, as you know, is sitting at close to almost 1150 KFC stores for a small country like Thailand. And hence, we are doing the entire market study to understand, and we are working with Yum to see what is the potential of the market and to ensure that we continue to maintain the growth through the store openings as well as SSSG.
Okay, thank you. Just one very quick question on the Skygate brand. You will break even by the end of this financial year. I wanted to ask on the product side or the process, because I recall Biryani by Kilo used to take a lot of time to prepare, etc. Have you made changes to that, or that you haven't touched that part of the business?
So, Saurabh, as far as the regular channel is concerned, we've not touched that part at all because it's a very strong brand and therefore we've not tinkered with anything. However, when we launched the brand in the airports, which is Bombay and Pune Airport, obviously the consumer is not going to be waiting at the airport with those kind of kitchen preparation times. And therefore, we've optimized the entire preparation process to be able to give the faster delivery to consumers. And we will be applying the same process as far as our food courts is also concerned. But in the regular channels, we are not touching the product at all as of now. And even, for example, all the tests that we've done, all the blind studies that we've done for the airport and food court perspective, obviously the mode of packaging and mode of delivery to the consumer is different. But otherwise, in terms of ingredients, it's the same. Process is different, and therefore we kind of are able to achieve faster delivery times without compromising on the product quality or the taste or the flavors.
Right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Ashish Kanodia from Citi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Manish. So the first question is on just on the demand side. Like I understand, you know, 2Q had multiple moving pieces, but if you look at October and just first few days of November, at least on ground, are you seeing any improvement in the demand trend, or is it still muted in the last say 35-40 days?
Ashish, obviously, because I mean, as you know, I mean, quarter three is a big quarter typically, and that comes and that plays out in the month of December. So October is no different, but we've seen some difference post Dussehra. Let's see whether it sustains the momentum or not. But overall, let's say if you were to ask me what is the one word conclusion, it remains muted.
Sure. The second part was on the Thailand business. I think, you know, while the SSG is negative, we are seeing margin improvement there. So from a free cash flow point of view, how should we think about the Thailand business? Because I think from next year, maybe you will start optimizing the store expansion as well. So the capex intensity also goes down. So when do you see you know, Thailand generating free cash flow?
See, on an operational basis, obviously it will be there, but we do have some debt sitting in the balance sheet, and therefore we need to repay that debt which is sitting in the Thailand balance sheet. At the same time, we've also tested T-Live in Thailand, and we've opened about 3 stores. As I said, it's predominantly we are doing the test launch. Let's see how the results are, and therefore that if the results are good and we expand the T-Live network there, then that will kind of consume some bit of cash.
Sure. And last one is, you know, like when you look at in India across the franchisee brands and your own brands, like broadly, what kind of a store expansion you are looking in current financial year and maybe next financial year? And broadly, if you can also help us with, you know, what kind of a capex you should assume just for the franchisee and your own brands, because I mean, the challenge is, you know, some of them will be airport stores, some of them could be delivery stores. So if you can give us some sense on that.
Overall, between Ashish, let's say franchise brands and own brands put together, we are looking at about adding 100 odd stores, which includes, let's say, as I said, there could be some on a test phase basis. Biryani by Kilo, we'll be expanding into the retail channel. Vango, we continue to expand. And the capex on those 100 stores will be small. It'll be at best, whatever, 5 to 7, 8 stores, not more than that.
Manish, you said 100 stores, this is for current financial year, FY25?
Sorry, 50 to 50 odd stores, my bad.
But Manish, on the 100 stores, is it current financial year when you plan to add net new additions?
Yeah, 100 net, correct.
Sure. Got it. Thank you, Manish. All of this.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much. We hope we have been able to answer all your questions effectively. Should you need any further clarification or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to contact our investor relations team. Thank you once again for your interest and support and for taking the time out to join us on this call. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.